everyone. Welcome to Employment 411, your information station for all that is employment related. And I am Becky Herbert.
And I am Becky Franks.
Thank you for joining us this morning. If you haven't already, make sure that you tune into our first podcast where we introduce ourselves, tell a little bit about our backgrounds and how we came up with this podcast.
Right.
Make sure you go back and listen to that. And what we're going to be talking about today is attracting talent. That is a hot topic in today's market. In fact, we have an epic talent shortage going on in our area.
I would agree. That is a no truer statement has been said, and I see it every day with the clients that I meet with.
And it's industries all across the gamut. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's everything from manufacturing to retail to hospitality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, with the expansions and startups going on in our area, that is providing a huge drain on our workforce.
Right, and we're cannibalizing talent. You're seeing, you know, employees going from one facility to the next. And so I think, you know, the podcast today and talking about attracting talent is an important one. So thanks,
it
Ben.
Really is. You know, and we're all familiar with the traditional ways of attracting employees, top quality employees, such as salary and benefits and programs, right? So what we wanted to do is talk a little bit more about creative ways in casting that talent net and going out and finding talent in places that you maybe might not normally think of. And on that note, I'd like to share a great story. Is that okay? That
yes.
I take a couple of minutes to share a story with you.
And I have to hang on. I have to tell our listeners that you'll want to turn it up. You'll want to find a quiet place. You are going to love this story about being inclusive of all talents. Yeah, thanks, Becky.
So I will take it away here. The company that I work for, they're based in Wisconsin, and they had a client that was looking to expand some of their programs, but experiencing a major talent shortage in doing so. Mm-hmm. Our company came in and they recommended developing a training program.
Right.
So that is something that we have the capability of looking into and seeing there. So in this training program, what they did was in order to find qualified candidates for this for these jobs, they turn to our veterans. How awesome is that? Because,
wonderful.
You know, I mean, about 200,000 veterans leave the military every year, Becky. Did you know that?
No, that's an amazing
number. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So why not? They're skilled. They have skills in manufacturing and other trades. They are, you know, they're dedicated employees.
Right. I agree.
And so, and you can also help them transition into civilian life. And that's what our company recognizes, that, hey, you know, we've got a win-win situation here.
Right.
We can help our veterans get back into the workforce, into the civilian workforce, and we can help this manufacturing company to provide the talent that's necessary to accomplish their mission-critical objectives. So what they did was, the program was developed. It was an engineering training program, and it leveraged the augmenting the technical aptitude of America's military veterans.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do. Good.
Yes. So they developed this 12-week program.
Mm-hmm.
All the candidates had to do was get themselves to Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then after that, everything else was taken care of. Their
really?
Room and board, their food, their classes, all of their training was taken care of.
Good for this company for doing that. Wonderful.
This helped ease the transition to civilian life and facilitate access in advanced manufacturing roles. And what they found is that 85% of the graduates of this course went on to have permanent employment.
Now, how many people were in that first class?
So the first class had 43 veterans.
Good. And so an 85% graduation rate.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Right. And not only that, but they were able to see a 100 to 200% increase in their annual compensation.
So what does that mean? Where were they and where did they go?
So upon starting the program, their annual compensation was $25,000 to $35,000,
okay,
a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then upon completing the program, coming out of the program,
right,
their average compensation was $60,000 to $65,000 a year. Yeah.
That is life-changing. That is amazing. That is so heartwarming.
And I just want to say that that we appreciate our veterans and all that you do. Thank you so much for your service. That's something that we all need to think about, is how can we help create win-win situations,
right,
like that in,
yeah,
the workplace? I'm very proud that I work for a company that will recognize that,
yeah,
you know, it takes creative, mm-hmm, solutions, and you can utilize,
right,
areas that you may not thought of before. So thank you for allowing me to share that story. And
it's a good one, too. It's a good one, Becky.
And
yeah,
thank you. Thank you to our veterans.
Yes, I agree. Thank you for all that you do for our country. And again, I just have to repeat what you said. I'm really proud to work for a company that is inclusive of all talent. And it's doing the right thing. And what's
it
one
is.
Of our mottos? Doing well by doing good.
That's right.
And so I love that hashtag. We'll have to use that again, but I just wanted to kind of jump in here. We were talking earlier about a company, about a client that we work with that puts qualified job seekers with disabilities to work. And so another great story is that, you know, we have employers out here in Lake Charles and Southwest Louisiana that are casting their net and being inclusive of all talents. So again, they're working with city agencies to meet with their qualified job seekers with disabilities and giving them an opportunity, giving them a job. And so another great heartwarming story.
That's great.
There.
How wonderful.
I know.
How wonderful.
And so thanks to our listeners for listening to two ways to attract talent, right? And so qualified job seekers with disabilities and looking at our veterans. And so I know I'll segue now, because all paths go to our dogs. You know, we talk about there's this great pun, you know, we want to give people a leg up
in
their career. And so inevitably, Becky and I started giggling and thinking, right, about our dog's leg up, you get it? But anyways, a lot of our listeners from our first podcast was asking about the adorable and lovable Cream. So she got into a fight. She has big dog syndrome. She has stitches. So Becky, tell us, how is Cream doing?
She's doing very well. She's doing much better. She gets her staples,
yay,
out tomorrow, and then she is promptly going to the groomers, because she,
aww,
is a Scragamuffin. That's what we call her. We call her Scragamuffin and Stinkerbell.
Stinkerbell.
Yes. And we're in the time of year that, you know, the minute they go outside, they've got like 1,000 cockaburros in, mm-hmm, their fur. So she's going to the groomer and she's getting shaved, and then we'll be done with that. So, but she's doing well. Thank you for being concerned about her.
And that will be another podcast, right? So you were talking about a story when we talk about Stinkerbell and we talk about diamonds in the rough. I know a lot of you are laughing. You know, you've had some diamonds in the rough, and you talk about soft skills training. And so a funny story is when Becky adopted Cream, you know, she was a Scragamuffin, Stinkerbell. They promptly got her groomed, and to their shock and awe, she was a fully pedigreed West Highland Terrier.
And we didn't even know.
We
picked her up at the pound, and we just thought, you know,
right,
she was just a regular dog, and brought her to the groomers and didn't even recognize her when we went and picked her up. So she was truly a diamond in the rough, and not only a beautiful dog, but also just the sweetest personality and disposition,
right,
once she got acclimated to our,
uh-huh,
home. So, you know, that's something that we want to consider also,
right,
when we're working with people, is,
mm-hmm,
that sometimes all they need is a little upskilling or key skilling,
mm-hmm,
and then that could allow them to be your diamond in the rough in,
right,
your organization.
Exactly, exactly. And again, giving them a leg up in their career, a little soft skill training and coaching. So thank you for the update.
Well, Becky, I see you have something in your hand that says Business After Hours, presented by the Chamber of Southwest Louisiana.
Woo, shout out to Chamber. And so Thursday, May 16th, and of course, all things circle back to wine. Thursday, May 16th, we are going to be at Business After Hours, and Louisiana Mortgage is going to be the sponsor, and they will also have a ribbon cutting because they are expanding, and I cannot wait to see Easy Speezy and Keith
and Mason
and Mike, right, and the team. So you guys, make sure you join us Thursday, May 16th at 5:30 p.m.
And Easy Speezy. I just love that handle. I want a title like that. Shout out to Daniel Wainwright of Obvious Advertising for coming up with that slogan for Jennifer.
Fantastic.
That is brilliant.
It really is.
And he is just an amazing guy. So shout out to Obvious Advertising.
Yes.
There.
Great job. And was there something else? What else were we thinking of that we had talked about earlier? Maybe we'll use it if
So yes, absolutely. So also Axe Theater. Yes, Axe Theater starts their production of Mamma Mia June 1st. Speaking of a way to invest in your employees, I would challenge all employers out there to invest in a team building exercise and get as many employees and of your workforce out there to build team building, develop camaraderie, and support our local theater. And and see a production of Mamma Mia. Yes. It's such an uplifting and bonding time that you can have with your fellow workers. So put that challenge out there.
Yeah.
Go see Mamma Mia. It's
and dress
June
up, right?
And my husband is playing a role in the play. He is playing the travel writer.
Is it
so
Bill?
He's one of the dads. Yes, he's playing Bill Austin, a travel writer.
Oh, I cannot wait to see it. So, yep. So, again.
And his name is Mark Herbert in real life. That's my husband.
And that's Herbert, right?
Proud of him. Herbert with an R.
So great. So have fun with it. You know, have a costume contest, right, Mamma Mia?
Oh, dress 70s.
Right, dress
up. Wear your platforms and your chains.
So we're going June 2nd. So we have a big crowd going June 2nd.
Oh, fun.
So we're going to have a lot of fun. So again, we're out of time, but we wanted to thank each and every one of you for listening.
Thank you so much, and have a great week.